Go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just exactly to follow up on what you said, just sir, the very exponential nature of the increase leads to the fact that without structural changes and substantive increase in the resources, you can only at best mitigate. But let me step back a little bit to say that how much we welcome the letter initiated by Canada and appreciate the thoughtful contribution by the 42 countries that signed this letter. There has also been at least two or three other letters on other aspects of the treaty body strengthening process where a comparable number of states had inputs. We find this to be a very healthy sign of interest and of partnership. And I want to assure you that all these thoughts have been a main input to the work of the chairpersons in collaboration with the office to conduct and develop the improvement in working methods and the implementation of the co-facilitator's report on all the three axes, the comprehensive calendar. Carla, I remember when you came justifiably panicked to my office saying how many reports you have in the same 6 months and yet the UPR. So without these are real situations where states should never be exposed to this. And the only way we are, let me remember Abdel Fattah Amour, a great Tunisian member of the Human Rights Committee, late Abdel Fattah Amour said, on a besoin d'un bricolage prospective, in the sense that you need to retroactively correct a kind of genetic at the birth of the system. You did not, as member states, conceive the treaty bodies, let alone their variant functions, as a one coherent system. Hence, what you receive is a different solicitation from different islands. And I think the great effort and the great achievement by the treaty body experts culminated under the current chairs in their latest meeting in New York is that they came together not only on a vision but on a model to implement the vision with the details that you heard from all the members. This is a great step forward. When you say, dear Carla, that you hope that this outcome will be implemented, in fact, we should not hope, you should act on this because now the ball is in your camp. The treaty body experts have done their homework and they elaborated the model and it's in the hands of member states as of now. So we really count on you and on other states, especially those who witness the negative impact of the ships passing in the night, to quote, what's his name, a member of the, a chair of the, Philip Alston, one of his articles were ships passing in the night, and that was when they were only six ships. Now there are 10 ships plus seven small boats, which are the optional protocol. So you can imagine the crowded ocean where, and the number of the icebergs that they can hit. So we count on you as member states, and let me link this back to the interest by states. We see that individual states and groups of states who are like-minded, but still cross-regional, which is great politically, come up with ideas like the ideas in the letter initiated by Canada. I would like to take the same formula by the distinguished delegate from Canada after thanking her for this effort and this reflection. She said, we understand the need for resources, however management can improve. I would say exactly the same, but the other way around. We understand the constant permanent need for improved management. However, there is no amount of improved management that will replace the need for resources. It is precisely exponential, and it is related to all the factors, which is, in my personal view, a good and bad phenomena. It is good because the system is gaining confidence. It's bad because violations are increasing. But this is life. Nothing is good entirely. Nothing is bad entirely. The best thing we do is that we fulfill all our roles, including member states, on this. So rest assured, the distinguished delegate from Canada, that even before the letter, but the letter helped us also to see the perspective of states, which is absolutely important. We are working on these recommendations. Certainly, a reply is coming in the pipeline. But maybe my colleague Dina, who is the head of the section of petitions, may just shed some more light pending the answer that is in the pipeline as well. With your permission, Madam Chair, I'll ask Nada to complete.